Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
They lost their jobs for attending church, and now it's time for Kentucky to pay for its unconstitutional acts. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom to talk about this issue is Holly Mead.
I think we'll never forget back in 2020 with the COVID lockdowns, the churches that we represented, because the tyrannical governors were not allowing them to meet. And one example in Kentucky was Maryvale Baptist Church and its pastor, Dr. Jack Roberts.
Yeah, Governor Andy Beshears, the previous governor, his son is now the current governor, issued a lockdown, and he threatened churches that they should not actually have an Easter Sunday service. And he did this on Palm Sunday weekend, on the Friday before Palm Sunday. And he told them, don't you dare go to church and don't even have a parking lot service. Mm. Well, Pastor Jack Roberts had been a pastor at the time for 52 years, and he has been the head pastor of Maryvale Baptist Church, and he had never, ever closed his church. He sure wasn't going to do so now on Easter Sunday of all days when his flock desperately needed the comfort and power of prayer and worship. This was in March of 2022 and thereafter when these lockdowns began. So it was then on Easter, when Easter occurred later that spring, that Dr. Jack Roberts opened his church and he put loudspeakers in the church parking lot. He invited everyone to attend the services from the safety of their own cars with their windows cracked just slightly so that the sermon could be heard. Each of the cars were parked at least 6 feet apart from each other. Believe it or not, they actually social distanced
their cars.
I'm serious. That's how, trying
crazy.
To be compliant they
so
were with
crazy.
The crazy lockdowns. The congregants were further away from each other than they would have been if they were in a retail store, because the outside of the door was 6 feet. And so, you have that space between the door and you. So you're
crazy.
More than 6 feet away with your window just basically slightly cracked so you could listen to the loudspeakers that were set up out in the church parking lot.
But they could go across the street to Home Depot and they don't have that same issue.
The crazy thing is those same people could have done exactly what you said.
They could have sat in the parking lot at Home Depot.
And they could have turned on the radio, assuming Dr. Roberts or somebody else was preaching an Easter Sunday service.
With
and they
no
could
issue.
All turn on the radio to the same radio station,
listen
to the same thing as they're around each other in the parking lot and having Easter service, and that would have been okay. And they could have also done that in an abortion clinic parking lot.
And they wouldn't have any police officers knocking on their window, giving them citations.
Right, but because they're in a church parking lot, just a couple of miles away from a big box center or perhaps a nearby abortion clinic, because they're in a church parking lot, Governor Andy Beshear sent out the Kentucky State Police to break up the service. And so while the service is in process, these police officers go car by car by car, knocking on the window, and they would then put the citation under the windshield wiper.
That's crazy. You must think those poor police officers are probably muttering under their breath, why are we doing this?
So the people would have to do, right?
Yeah.
They can't drive with this citation on their windshield. I mean, it's crazy. They have to get out of their car
to get
the citation. Whereas they could stay in their car and be more protected, quote unquote, from this virus that's going around.
It's just such an example to see the ludicrousy of this administration and what they tried to force people to do.
But this notice that they told them about, they were supposed to quarantine, the driver, and everybody in their vehicle, quarantine for 14 days. They were supposed to go home, immediately quarantine for 14 days. They were supposed to test every day, check in with the local health department every day, and they could not travel out of their county. The pastor was actually isolated to his county, couldn't travel. And consequently, also, they had to get prior permission from the local departments of health before they could use any public transit. So they couldn't use a bus, they couldn't use a taxi, They probably couldn't even use an ambulance if they called 911, because I guess that's public transportation, right? Or it's not yours. They'd probably have to get permission. But, you know, what do you do at 2 o'clock in the morning and you need to go somewhere? Like, maybe you need to go somewhere and...
Like the hospital or
like
something.
The hospital. And you call the local health department on Saturday early morning at 2 a.m. And what are you going to get?
Hello, I'm having a baby. Can I go to the hospital? I have this tag on me. It says leper. I can't go out anywhere without
and
your permission.
Well, sorry. You know, we're closed for the weekend. We won't be open again until Monday. Please call back then. I mean, it's you know, we laugh now, but it wasn't really funny then.
It's ludicrous.
It's ludicrous.
Yeah.
So when we ended up filing a federal lawsuit on behalf of Pastor Jack Roberts and Maryville Baptist Church, and we lost at the lower court, and then we appealed and got a Friday night 3-0 decision at the Court of Appeals, the first Court of Appeals decision in the country that ruled in favor of us or anybody against these lockdowns, 3-0, allowing them to go to the continual parking lot services. Then we came back again, got another injunction for the in-person services, though about a week later. And then there was a group of people that are not even members of this church. They knew that the church was going to be open, so they traveled from out of the other counties to come to the church, and they attended the church.
Mm-hmm.
And they attended the parking lot service. And so they also filed a separate lawsuit after we did, in a separate county with a separate judge. And because of our win at the Court of Appeals, they also won. And then after the cases are over and we got three different injunctions, courts of appeal and the lower court injunctions against these unconstitutional lockdowns, then we asked the court to provide us with prevailing party status and require Kentucky to pay for the consequences of what they did. And the lower court denied that request, said, oh, no, we're not prevailing parties. Kentucky just voluntarily repealed its lockdown ordinance, lockdown mandate, which they did not. They only did it because of the injunctions against them. The other judge in the other case of people who are not the pastor and they're not regular attendees, they just were out-of-state people attending. Their judge, on the other hand, ruled one way, and then they went to the Court of Appeals and the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals on the identical case with the identical facts, the same church ruled that they were prevailing parties and they should be awarded attorney's fees and costs.
But that district judge is a bit stubborn.
Yeah, so when our case made it there, the Court of Appeals said, well, we've already decided this, send it back down to the lower court judge in our case.
And rule accordingly.
And rule accordingly. No big deal, no brainer. That means basically rubber stamp what we just said.
Right.
And we wait for almost a year, and the lower court judge, again, does the same thing. So now we're back at the Court of Appeals again.
Three times a charm, eh?
Yeah, we've been there. This is now second time on the attorney's fees and cost, and yeah. We've been there two or three times before that. So I think this is our fifth trip to the Court of Appeals. So we're there now making sure that Kentucky, it's a great state, by the way, for people who live there. But the fact is, you've got a bad governor there. You got a bad governor with Andy Beshears. You got a bad governor now.
The apple doesn't fall too far from
no,
the tree.
No, and they're not favorable to religious freedom. And their decisions have caused unconstitutional harm, and they need to pay for it. And so these particular lawsuits are ones that actually are the first precedent in the entire nation. Liberty Counsel's lawsuit, Maryville Baptist Church, versus Beshear. And it set a precedent, and we continued to win and litigate in other cases all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court and finally struck down these lockdowns across the nation. But now it's time for Kentucky to pay. In fact, I started off by saying they lost their jobs for attending church. There were two people
mm-hmm.
that attended the parking lot service that Easter Sunday. And when they returned to work on Monday and Tuesday of that week, to their job, they were asked by their employer, oh, you're a member of Maryville Baptist Church, right? Yes. Were you at that Easter parking lot service? Because it was now in the newspaper, oh, these people mm-hmm. had an Easter parking lot service, and then we ended up filing a lawsuit a few days later. Yeah, I was there. Okay, you're terminated. They were immediately terminated for attending a parking lot service, but they would not be terminated if they had gone to buy a garden hose at a local Walmart or Kmart.
Or sat at the service in that parking lot.
Or gone to an
abortion
clinic.
Nobody would have known, right?
Yeah, exactly. But they were terminated. Two people lost their jobs because they attended a parking lot service. That's outrageous.
Yeah.
Now, that's a whole different issue. That's wrong for these employers to do what they did. I pray that God opened up a door much better for these individuals, and I know he did. But pray for this case, Maryville Baptist Church. That case continues. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.